Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Sue Kim. How are you, Sue?
Robert, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. And Sue is going to give a different story than you've heard many times. He's going to talk about, for the most part, Bally's Corporation, but he came in a different angle than most people did. Talk about your investment firm and how you ended up being chairman of Bally's.
Sure. So I run an investment fund called Standard General. It's based here in New York, actually, and I'm the CIO, the founder. And we have a mandate to do, again, it's value investing at its core, but it's also, embraces complexity. So special situations, turnarounds, restructurings, reorganizations. We embrace complexity because ultimately the market doesn't like complexity. So if we can figure it out, we're able to buy into situations at much more reasonable prices. And then, you know, when we ultimately choose to exit, hopefully we've resolved the complexity and profit, for ourselves and our investors. So I've been doing that for over 15 years and actually, got involved in the predecessor to Bally's Corporation, which was called Twin River Worldwide Holdings. It really made, a grand sounding name for a company which had just gone through a restructuring, a reorganization of a sort, got too much debt, needed to, file in court and resolve that. And we bought into the shares of the company right as after it emerged from its reorganization. So that was back in 2011. At the time we started, we're a small shareholder, buying shares over the counter. These shares were just traded amongst the banks and lenders who had been lenders to the company and, through the reorganization process, turned that loan into the equity, the post-reorg equity of the company. And at the time, it was a single facility that used to be a dog track, a horse track, and then a dog track in Lincoln, Rhode Island, just outside of Providence, and doing about $50 million in operating cash flows. We thought that there was a lot of value there. There was a lot of concern, again, because of the recent restructuring, and as well as the fact that Massachusetts was eventually going to go open up gaming to compete with Rhode Island. And so there was that overhang. And so we were able to buy in a very good price. We continued to buy until the point where we actually decided to get licensed. I had been licensed in Michigan and Nevada before as essentially an owner-operator of casinos. So typically, most casino companies, you can't own more than a certain percentage as an institutional investor before going through a very rigorous gaming licensing process. We made a decision that, hey, this is a great company. I don't want to be limited by just being an institutional investor. Let's get involved. So went through a rigorous licensing process, which took over a year, thereby being able to then buy larger pieces of the stock. We ended up ultimately purchasing about one third of the shares outstanding and then becoming the largest shareholder. And then in 2016, joined the board of the company. So when we purchased the largest shareholders' shares, they stepped off the board and we took a seat on the board. I was a board member until 2019. At the end of 2019, I took over the chairmanship of the company. Maybe at the beginning of 2019, I took over the chairmanship of the company. So it's actually only been 3 years or so since I've been the chair of the board. But I've been, part of a sort of a very exciting time for the company where we've grown mostly through acquisitions. We own currently 14 casinos across 10 states, and after another one that we're going to build, it'll be 17 casinos across 11 states.
So let's talk about in the business itself. You have about 10,000 employees. Talk about what the whole culture is.
Yeah, I mean, look, I remember when I joined the board, this is like 15, 16, right after I joined the board, I think my office was picketed, you know? Literally, it was like, union picketing. Like people were giving out my name, you know, my face on flyers, which I actually didn't even know what company this was about. Because, you know, we were involved in a couple of different companies. And I was like literally like, what is going on? And I finally realized that it was, you know, one of the unions involved with Twin River. And I said, guys, like, what's going on here? And they were like, oh, you know, it's, you know, this is normal. This is ordinary course business. You know, it's good for their business because that they, you know, they send a statement to directors and it's good. You know, they'll do a little mini strike and all this stuff. And I said, you know what? There's got to be a better way than this, you know. Can we sit down with the leaders and let's figure out what sort of long-term goals, because I truly believe actually that all of the companies that we're involved in, obviously, and so we're involved in this, you know, we have to move beyond just shareholder, value, you know, driven capitalism because by the way, which I think is, look, I am a capitalist and I'm proud to be a capitalist. But I will say that, I don't know, through the decades of jurisprudence in Delaware and the chancellery, you know, we're at a point where basically if anything that you do as an officer or director that makes a dollar more for the company, it's good, right? That's what the shareholder value regime has created over the years and years of decisions. And to be honest, that's not the truth. Because there are certain things that you can make, decisions you can make, that in the short term, depending on the measurement period, will, yes, deliver a little value to the shares. But actually, if you think about it in totality over the long term, it's horribly bad for the company, right? And it creates all these negative externalities and stuff. And so I sort of think about it as, guys, you know, if we want to succeed for the long term, we obviously are focused on shareholder value. I'm the largest shareholder, so nobody is more focused than me. And by the way, just for what it's worth, Robert, I don't even take a board fee. You know, our work at our companies, it's volunteer work. And that's not, you know, not to say that there's anything wrong with board fees. I'm just saying that I want to make sure everyone knows that my only alignment to Bally's Corporation is as the largest shareholder. And if the stock goes up, we make money. Stock goes down, we lose money. I'm upset. You know, that's it. And you know, so I'm thinking with a long-term lens here, and I say, look, guys, we need to work on, you know, to make sure that the constituency, our community, is happy. So if I think about our community, it's obviously, you know, I don't know if it's shareholders on the bottom or the shareholders on top, but there's shareholders, there's their ownership, right, of an enterprise, right? Then there's the management team, right? With your audience, CEOs and everyone else that manages, right? Then there's the line level staff, right? You know, employees, team associates, right? And then there's the customers, right? And that's really the ecosystem of how most, like, you know, consumer facing businesses work. I think that a corporation needs to think about all of these constituencies holistically, you know, and can't just be saying, hey, we're going to focus on one to the detriment of all others, especially, you know, look, if you make the decision, hey, shareholder value, great, and that's your focus, that's great. But again, if you offend all the other constituencies, you know, management, you know, associates, you know, customers, then are you really creating shareholder value? And so, for example, I go back to this conversation about, hey, there has to be a better way. Can we just be, not only is it just like, and just so you know, the reason why we have so many casinos in so many states, we have casinos in right-to-work states that are not unionized. We have casinos that, like in a state like Rhode Island, which is a very union-friendly town, it's wall-to-wall union, you know? And what I want to say is we have to embrace our community, you know, whichever way the community goes, right? And so I don't think there is a one way to do things, you know, and let's, because we operate in Rhode Island, let's embrace the unions, you know, there and maybe other places where there are, you know, more unions, and let's be considered worker friendly, not just, you know, this natural, you know, case where you're just set in opposition because you're management ownership and those unions on the other side. That's nonsense. That's a nonsense dichotomy, you know? And so my philosophy is, look, you know, remember how all these conversations go. People assume that you're going to push against the door, so they're bracing for that. Why don't you pull the door open and say, hey, let's work together. We're all in it together to deliver a wonderful experience to our customers. Let's do it together. We'll of course share in the benefits of our success. You know that I have a shareholder mentality, but we can all gain. And that's the long-term greediest thing that we can all work together to do. So sorry, Robert, that's a super long answer to your question.
And it's a great answer because it's talking about the balance that you have of all the different, let's call them, instead of just shareholders, stakeholders.
Yes.
We're about to take a commercial break now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about innovation and things like gaming on phones and what Bally's is doing in that front. Back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hello, America. This is Robert Greece, and we are back on the CEO show with Sue Kim, who is the chairman of Valleys, among other organizations, because it's all tied through the investments as being a major stakeholder. So much innovation is going on in the gaming and Valleys. And, you know, you see commercials every single day on TV. You can't miss them.
Yes.
Talk about what's happening on innovation at your front at Valley.
Sure. Yeah. Look, I mean, you know, it's interesting. This is another thing that our seat as investors and owners of a company, and with the oversight role that we play on the board, really gives us a different perspective than traditional managers, right? Because if you think about how most businesses work, the CEO of a business, you know, grew up in the business and, you know, worked their way up, is a master's of the craft and trade. And that's, I think that makes sense. You know, and I think I'm not advocating a change of that journey. But I think the one thing that, that ends up tending to do for most companies is there's a certain resistance to change, right? Because the persons with the gray hair that have risen up through the ranks have done it a certain way. Now all of a sudden you're going to say, okay, now your job is to figure out a different way to do it. Right. And I think that is a tough ask of any manager. Almost especially the ones that are really good at what they've done, you know? But look, as you know, technology stops for no person. And innovation is going on consistently, and that's a great thing, right? Isn't that a wonderful thing that, you know, our meanest citizen today lives better than the kings and the queens did, you know, 150 years ago? That's a great thing. That's technology. That's progress, right? Most companies and their managers, because of the way they're led, there's a certain resistance to change because, you know, hey, this is not what I'm doing, right? But if you put on our lens, we're long-term value. We're long-term partners with the companies we're involved in. You know, we have to think about that. We have to think about what happens as, you know, we have to look around the corner. When I look at an industry like gaming, right, there are really two types of companies in the world, right? There are traditional land-based casino companies. There's actually traditional lottery companies, too. Those are very traditional companies. So they touch a lot of money. A lot of customers currently today. But, you know, you could see that the future is a little more murky, you know? Is there a lot of growth in those industries? Probably a GDP type of business, you know? What's the future, right? And that's why, because of that reason, like, you know, a lot of traditional land-based gaming trades at reasonable multiples, like relatively low multiples. There's no growth. There's no growth in it, right? They're mature businesses. Now, online gaming, that's hot, that's sexy, although, you know, depending on where, you know, when we air this, you know, who knows what the stock market is. The stock market has not liked it for the last 12 months, these fast growing growth things. But obviously for the few years prior to that, you know, mobile sports betting was hot, you know, and that's all the ads that you see. They're gaining customers. So right now, again, the stock market is basically saying, look, you know, we have companies that do traditional land-based gaming, and we have companies that do online gaming. And basically, I will allocate the capital between those two. So we want pure plays of one or the other. And that's what we have for the most part. And I just think that that's not reality. I think the reality, that's a capital markets reality. Now, maybe that's investors' reality. But I think the reality is the real reality, where gaming is gaming, okay? And your customers are the same whether or not they approach gaming through a phone or a computer, or sit in front of a computer in front of your in your casinos. And the gaming licensing process, the gaming experience, all the challenges of gaming, they're very similar, even though, you know, there are, you know, two different ways to consume. Again, the capital markets wants to divide these things as like separate industries, but I think they're the same. And so to that end, we, Bally's Corporation, which had been an amalgamator of land-based gaming here in the U.S., last year went out and purchased an online international gaming operator called Gamesys. And by doing so, now we are a company that 60% of our operating profits come from land-based gaming, 40% come from online gaming. So we're actually a balanced company. You know, the Gamesys acquisition comes with over 1,000 technology developers so that we can help, create our own technology evolution and meet our customers where they're going ourselves. We don't have to go to a third party for that. And so I think our company is well equipped and prepared for the future, you know, and I don't think that, you know, so it's very interesting. So, for if you think of it, the capital markets are so fickle. They're so fickle, right, Robert? So, you know, until the last 12 months, the capital markets are like, hey, I want online gaming. That's where all the growth is. And I'm going to trade down the valuations of land-based casinos. Now in the last 12 months, they're saying, well, I don't know, this growth at any costs and, you know, burning all this money for customer acquisition, we're worried about it. And we're going to bring these valuations down. And I do like the stability of land-based gaming, you know? And so now you see a lower normalization. But for us, we're like, wait a second. Bally's allows us to do both. We can continue to generate profits in our existing core businesses, which, by the way, include a more mature international gaming business. But we can invest in a new business, which is mobile sports betting, but it's really mobile sports led iGaming in America, and we can do that through the same company, the same executives and team members, and actually help control our own future. So we've embraced innovation. I've tried to explain why I think it's more challenging for the average company to embrace innovation, both because the managers that rise up to lead those companies are from traditional experiences that don't necessarily pivot so well. And then the capital markets themselves exacerbate that problem because they just want one or the other. They want to choose, right? And the money moves from one or the other.
We have about 1 minute left before the show goes. So here's the big question. When you evaluate things, what is on your checklist the first metric that you look at in the morning to know if you're doing right?
Well, I like operating profits. I mean, I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of operating profits. I'm much more of a bottom line guy than a top line guy. So all of my companies, I try to make sure that they're generating me operating profits so that when I wake up in the morning, I just have a little bit more resources than I did when I went to sleep. So I like those kind of companies. I am not really like one of these like tech growth people that like to burn money to get to a place sometime 3 years from now. I would prefer to rather take a piece of my operating profits and invest it in something that might have a little bit more speculative return. But every day I like to have operating profits. So yes, I'm an operating profits guy.
And there you have it. A pleasure. Everyone think operating profits. That is the basis. That's what allows you to grow. And the other thing is think about all of the stakeholders and the mix they have together. I want to tell you, Sue, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, sir.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with David Marriott. How are you, David?
I'm great. Thank you, Robert, and thank you for having me.
And David is the newly appointed chairman
of Marriott Corporation. However, he's been with the organization for over 22 years, and obviously he grew up with it. And we're going to hear insights, what he's learned from his grandmother as a founder, his grandfather, and his father. And the one thing I would ask you is, when you look at Marriott Corporation, which is obviously iconic and core to the fabric of America and global society, what does the organization really mean to you?
Yeah, so we're 8,000 hotels in 139 countries around the globe. And pre-pandemic, we were about 750,000 associates wearing the Marriott name tag around the world. And we're a family business in many ways. My grandparents founded the company in 1927 with a 9-seat root beer stand and the vision that if you take good care of your associates, they'll take good care of the customer and the customer will come back. And that's the ethos by what we live today in the organization. And it gives us great strength to draw on. This is a people-first business, but it's been really exciting to see the growth of the company over these many years. And it's really fantastic to be able to create travel experiences for our customers around the globe.
When you talk about people-first, I've heard that. I've spoken, obviously, with your dad, Bill Marriott, officially Mr. Marriott, numerous times. And he always said it was about putting people first. Marriott is known for having what is truly an exceptional culture. And you've so many brands in there, from Ritz-Carlton, you've about 30 brands. What is at the core of this culture?
Yeah, I think the core of the culture is really what you touched on, that phrase, putting people first. This is a people business, right? And my grandparents had a vision to start a little root beer stand and start their business 95 years ago in Washington, D.C. And very early on, they recognized that their people were their most important assets and that they really needed to care for them. So they really gave them opportunity and created a culture of opportunity early on in the business. They would promote people up through the organization and give them opportunities to grow their careers. They had that famous saying that I referenced once already, that if you take good care of your people, they'll take good care of the customer, and the customer will come back. This is a business about relationships. It's about taking care of one another. It's about taking care of people. And they really lived their words. They hired a doctor early on in the early years of the business, before healthcare was really even a thing, to make sure that they would take care of their associates' healthcare needs.
And you've had numerous roles in finance and sales and operations. What is it of all the roles that has taught you the most about the Marriott organization?
Well, I think my very first job, Robert, was a dishwasher at the age of 15 at the Pook's Hill Marriott Hotel in Bethesda. And it was a great place to start. You know, really, starting in those hourly positions gives you a sense for what your associates go through on a daily basis. I spent a lot of time in the kitchen early on in my career. I worked as I worked in hot prep. I worked in cold prep. I cooked on the line and spent a lot of time in the kitchen. I really enjoyed the energy of the kitchen, the challenge when you'd have that busy lunch rush that would come. But working side by side with those associates and working together as a team to achieve a goal and objective of making the customer happy taught me a lot about the business, and it taught me a lot about people and how to work and interact with individuals. So as I grew my career, I spread my wings a little bit after college. I was an assistant sous chef for about a year or so, and then I went into to the sales side of the business. And really enjoyed that side of the business as well. I had the chance to sell on behalf of our Boston Copley Place Hotel, and I sold meetings and conventions to medium-sized groups. And the day that I started at Marriott Copley was September 11th of 2000. So my 1 year anniversary was a really interesting day, obviously, a day that changed the world. But that was a really critical learning for me early in my career because I learned how to sell in an up environment. When I started there in 2000, the business in Boston was robust. And of course, after September 11th occurred in 2001, the landscape changed, and I was selling a hotel that wasn't busy, and we didn't have customer demand. So that was a real key learning early on in my career. But every step along the way, you learn that it's through people that you get business done. And it's through those relationships that long-term business relationships are formed, and you're able to really further not only your career, but further the business along. And help the business be successful by engaging with others and helping to get the most out of others and work as a team.
How do you build those relationships really when you could be having, as you mentioned, pre-pandemic, 750,000 people? There's a lot of people. What is the secret to building really strong, genuine relationships?
I think trust. Trust is critically important to building long-term relationships. I think trust and authenticity. The culture that I've talked about briefly that my grandparents started in the early years was so authentic and true to who they were. And I think that foundation of all of the relationships that they've built and all the relationships that I've built in my career are really based in trust. Trust is really that fundamental characteristic that helps to establish high-performing teams. If you can't rely on one another, if you can't tell one another the good news, the bad news, and the ugly news, then you're never going to gel as a team, and you're never going to be able to get the things done that you want to accomplish.
And you've really focused on that trust and building a truly what you'd call an inclusive culture that has all types of diversity built into the very fabric of Marriott. What's the secret of doing that successfully?
Yeah, so diversity really is the fabric of Marriott, and we've been focused on it all the way from the beginning. At the board level, we've had an inclusion and social impact committee in place for the last 20 years to really focus on furthering our diversity as a company at the VP level and above. And we have some pretty aggressive goals in place to ensure that by the end of 2023, we're at parity from a gender standpoint. And by 2025, that we're at 25% minorities working in a VP level and above. And this is something that was super important from the very beginning. When you look at my grandparents who started our business 95 years ago, my grandmother was really my grandfather's business partner. And in those early days in 1927, that was not the norm. She was a 19-year-old graduate of the University of Utah with two degrees, a degree in English and a degree in Spanish. And when they drove across country in their Model T Ford to open their business with a couple hundred dollars in their pocket, she really helped make it happen and launch the business in those early years. She kept all the books, kept track of the financing, collected all the sticky nickels, took them to the bank at the end of the day, and cooked a lot of the meals in her apartment across the street when they diversified from root beer into hot food. And so she was sort of our first executive chef and our first chief financial officer all at the same time in those early years. So women in leadership and diverse leaders has been something that has been part of our fabric from the very beginning of the company.
And in a little while, I'll ask you more about lessons you've learned from your grandmother, your grandfather, your dad. But I want to stay with your point you made. Let's talk about reputation, corporate reputation, individual reputation. You mentioned the word trust is at the core systemically of everything.
Yep, that's right. So I think reputation is absolutely critical. One of my father's favorite sayings, and the thing that he has said over and over again over the course of his career, is that the thing he is most proud of are the opportunities that we've provided for our people. And without a good corporate reputation, you can't attract the right talent, you can't provide the right opportunities, you can't have the business success that you want to have as an organization. Because when you're talking about 8,000 hotels around the globe, it's a team effort at every level to achieve and accomplish what you want to really do to be successful and to really develop a core customer base for years to come.
This is Robert Greece on the CEO Show. We're with David Marriott. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hear about insights he gained at the family table, listening to his grandma, you know, as one of the first diverse companies, and his grandpa, his dad, back in a few.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with David Marriott, the chairman of Marriott Corporation. And it's interesting, this actually might be, I have heard from other people, the last interview done in your old headquarters since like something like 1979. So you're ready to move. So congratulations on that. And then I want to hear more about family story, so I'll get into that. But first, congratulations on the move.
Thank you, Robert. Really appreciate it. As you mentioned, we have been in this building since 1979. I was 6 years old when we moved into this building and have pretty vivid memories of that day. We're thrilled to move down the road to downtown Bethesda. We have a beautiful new headquarters building, which I think is going to really reflect the company's past as well as future. We're going to have some really nice opportunities to celebrate the many businesses that we've been in over the years. We're going to have what's called a Cabinet of Curiosity. Sounds very Harry Potter-esque. But it will really be a collection of a lot of memorabilia over the years that is a nod to our rich history and to our culture and our core values. But I think it's also going to be a building that will represent the future of Marriott as well. On the 21st floor, we're going to have a learning center, which is going to be dedicated to the development and teaching of our associates. We're going to have a fantastic cafeteria, which will be named the Hot Shops, a nod to where we really got our start. And so we're really thrilled about this new building. It's going to give us the ability to flex and provide some hybrid a hybrid work environment that will really be relevant and exciting for our associates at that new headquarter building. And we're just enthused about what the next 95 years holds for us as a company.
As you talk about the future, David, what's your vision for Marriott?
Well, I see us continuing to grow. You've probably heard my father say many times that his favorite word is more. And I think we want to continue to grow. We want to continue to grow our footprint. But we also want to continue to look for business adjacencies that can help us really provide an exceptional travel experience for our guests from start to finish. And I think by building the right partnerships and by aligning ourselves with the right business adjacencies, will really help us to do that. And I'll talk to our partnership with Uber for a moment. During the pandemic, we really solidified a partnership with them, which enables those who are participating in Uber Eats or who might be riding in one of their cars to get Marriott Rewards points. And so that's the type of partnership we're looking for going forward, to really help make it easy for our Bonvoy members to acquire points, redeem points, and really have as good and positive a travel experience as they can have from start to finish.
So let's go into now what you have learned at the dinner table from your family. And, you know, there's so many things I've learned from your dad, like decide to decide. Don't kick the can down the road. You've probably heard these, putting people first. Definitely about opportunities, great opportunities for everyone. And you talked about food and your love for it. I remember I once asked him, I said, how do you like know if someone like a short order cook is good? You know, and he said, well, it's easy. I just ask him one question. How many times do you flip over the hash browns? If it's more than one, you got a problem. So you're laughing right now. But there are so many great pearls of wisdom. What did you learn from your grandma, from your grandpa, and from your dad that have really stuck with you and become your way of thinking?
Well, it's funny you use the example of the hash browns. I think about the many barbecues that we've had over the years, and I've cooked a lot of burgers at these barbecues, but my dad was very clear early on that the bottom of the spatula never touches the top of the burger, right? You don't ever squeeze the juice out of the burger, and just like the hash brown, you only flip it once, right? So, that brought back a memory when you mentioned that. But when I think about the great learnings from my dad, from my grandparents, they were really phenomenal teachers through example. Their hard work, their integrity, were first and foremost what came through in everything that they did. My dad spent obviously many, many nights on the road throughout the years. And but when he was home and when he was in Washington, he made it a point to be home for dinner at 6:30 p.m. at night. He felt it was really important to have that time to connect with the family. After dinner, he'd go back to work. And in fact, when I was in the first grade, my teacher asked me to do a project. She asked all the students to do a project, to draw a picture of our fathers at work and a picture of our fathers at play. And so for my picture of my father at work, I drew a picture of him sitting behind a great big desk with a suit and tie on and a pen in his hand, working away diligently. For a picture of my dad at play, I drew a picture of him sitting behind a much smaller desk with a sweater on and a pen in his hand, working away. So he was incredibly diligent over the years, but he always carved out the important moments to spend time with family, whether it was attending church on Sunday or going to a movie together as a family. And so he taught me that not only was it important to work hard, but it was important to work on your most critical relationships as well. And in his mind, that was his family. He was also very dedicated to his church. So I think growing up in the household with my father instilled a great appreciation for faith and grew my own faith. But they were innovators. My grandparents, you know, they grew their business by standing on a street corner with a clicker and counting the number of cars and foot traffic that would pass by as they grew the locations of their business. That was critical for them to do the research and the due diligence to understand where the best locations were to expand. So they were innovative and thoughtful in their approach. But I think hard work and integrity are the two areas that stood out the most. My grandfather oftentimes would make deals over a handshake. In those early years, I'm not sure he put pen to paper on every one of those hotel signings early on. And his word was important. So they really taught me that how you do business is as important, if not more so, than the business that you do.
And there you have it. David, a true pleasure having you as a guest on the CEO show.
It's been my pleasure. So thank you for having me, Robert. Great to speak with you today, and best of luck in all you do.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.